speakers that you brought together couldn't deliver the message that they came with. The objective you put this together was not realized, because on the morning, in fact, it was later in the day, on the 7th of January, that we got this letter, and we're going to put that on the screen right now, the revocation of the permit for you to use the Black Star Square for the Black Star Line Festival. That's what was on the screen. Then this came from the office of the president, revoking immediately the permission granted you per the letter dated 11 November 2023, which approved your request to use the Black Star Square for the above event. And the above event is Black Star Line Festival.
Great.
Now, they said the decision was because of some unforeseen state event scheduled for the same place and time of this particular convention event. And under the circumstance, they've refunded your 10,000 Ghana cedis to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's no such thing as this. If you bring the letter back down so we can get a clarity.
Let's calm down a bit. Yeah, okay. The Black Star Line Festival.
Is that the... Just bring it down a bit. Yes. Okay. Yes. So first of all, my question is, how many offices do we have for the president in the country? Because it looks like it's two or three. But if it's one, then we have different information. So if you have a copy of our receipt and the letter and the permit that the same office, office of the president has issued for New Africa Foundation, I would like us to put it. Okay. First of all, first of all, the receipt that we got is 30,000. So if the government is showing 10,000, it's minus two thirds. Is this how the whole country behave in everything that we do, with our taxes, with everything that we do? Because we've paid the money, and you've issued us a receipt of 30,000 cedis.
You paid 30,000 cedis.
Yes, and then you have 10,000 cedis showing. We've also paid under the name of New Africa Foundation, and you've given us the permit, but you're using Black Star Line something. So why don't you bring us
okay,
in
so
there?
Okay, so this is it. So this calm down a bit. Okay. So this is from the... So this has a request to use Black Star Square, New Africa Foundation, Diaspora Affairs. This is the receipt. Diaspora Affairs.
There's a letter. There are three documents.
Okay, we'll show all of them. This one says, this is to acknowledge the receipt of payment for the Black Star Square venue to be used for a program for the 2nd to the 8th of January, 2024. Payment details are as follows. Use of the venue, 5,000 a day for 6 days. Yes. 30,000.
Yes.
Service charge has been waived off because you didn't pay service charge. So you paid 30,000 for almost 7 day event.
No, it's not 7 day event. It's because you need 6 days to put up all the stages, all the work. So you have to pay for the days that you're going to be doing the work.
That's even the preparatory period.
Exactly. Okay. So they were aware from the 2nd and to the 8th. Of course, they knew the event is on the 7th.
Okay.
But on the 8th is when you tear down. Mm-hmm. What you have put together. So that's really what it is. Let's go to the letter, please.
I see. So, but let's pull the letter out.
Can you come down a bit? Because you see,
So this is the temporary receipt.
Yes.
Stamped. So this is from the office of the president.
Again.
It says, this is a temporary receipt for payment of the Accra Independence Square venue for 2nd January 2024 to 8th January 2024.
Can I ask
you a question? An amount of 30,000 is paid and an original receipt will be issued by State Protocol Department.
Yes. Can I?
And the person's name is there.
Yes,
so this was a temporary receipt.
Yes. Now, can I ask you a question? Do we think that there's another office that we have in Ghana that's for the president with the same stamp? Because, you know, I am kind of confused, and I'm trying to ask the nation. I want the nation to consider, you know, consider or put yourself in my shoes. Because, you know, I am going by the law. Pay me this, stamp, receipt, this, that, and then I go invest $300,000 into an event, into something that will inspire the nation,
you
the
youth. You spend $300,000?
Yes. And then they just come and tear it down. There's a letter, too.
So this is the cash receipt.
Yes.
And New Africa Foundation. So that's the name you applied to use the place
everything.
For, not there, Black Star Line Festival.
No. There's 30, a letter.
30,000 CDs, rental of Independence Square.
Yes, and there's a letter that said that, yes, we have the place. So it's all there.